The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines and the senior advisor to healthcare.com. Boy, would I like to see some of those questions. What have you been detecting?
Well, I followed your assignment because you wanted to figure out what's going on in airports and with airlines all over the country, because we've got a situation where half the country is just, you know, running wild with the virus. So look, in the tri-state area, and this is very good news. I mean, obviously, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, we actually have some of the lowest COVID-19 infection rates in the entire country. It's only one or two people out of 100 are testing positive for this highly contagious disease and potentially deadly disease. So that means the virus is virtually not spreading in the tri-state area. Good news, right? But COVID-19 is running wild among half of the United States population. That's primarily in the South and in the West. That's 22 states, including Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, where around 10 to 20 people out of 100 are testing positive, and they're spreading the virus to the young and the old alike, okay? It's not just an old person's disease. It's the young and old alike. So what can our governors do to guard against this contagious virus, especially with people traveling here and infecting us, especially since 40% well, the people who get this disease have no symptoms, at least for a while, and don't realize they're spreading the virus. So what can the governors do? So I just kind of did some research. I looked all over the world to see what was going on, and it seems like the leaders in one airport or another have been focusing on quote-unquote vectors. That's the fancy medical term for dangerous, potentially dangerous invaders, vectors. So the leaders are trying everything from locking up honeymooners in hotels in Hawaii, and maybe that's not bad for a while, to assigning visitors to sleep on cardboard beds in the airport in Tokyo. Cardboard beds. Kevin Dillon, he's a very able director of Bradley's of Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. He came up with what I think is kind of a reasonable plan. He suggested that there's something like 1,500 people now arriving daily from high COVID states to his airport. He suggested, and that's sort of down 70%, okay, in flights in airport travel. Anyway, he suggested these 1,500 people get tested at Bradley. And then they self-quarantine for a few days while we wait for the results. And if they're okay, then they're sort of free to travel around the state, whatever business they were going to do in the state anyway. If not, they remain quarantined and therefore get treated as needed by doctors or our hospitals. So Dillon saw is this kind of testing plan as a service to passengers. Instead of asking them to just quarantine for 14 days to see if they develop symptoms and then get treated, he was saying, okay, let's test you immediately at Bradley, and we'll know in 2 days whether or not you're clean, can travel around, or whether you need care. So what do you think of that idea of testing people from the high infection states at Bradley?
I think that sounds terrific on paper. I think that practically speaking, I'm going to just restate what I have been not intentionally discovering all week, but I can't find a person who's getting their test results back in any sensible amount of time for the fast ones. So basically, a lot of people I know don't have test results by the time their two-week quarantine is over. Then when you add to that, and this is a totally different area, but I'm going to digress. You had jockeys traveling from different tracks all over the country, and you had an outbreak where basically they were quarantining the jocks in different areas. But now a bunch of them have tested positive. In California, by the way, if you show no symptoms, it's a different amount of quarantine isolation than 14 days here. So there would have to be
some variations. Yeah.
All I know is, let's just say that I I came in from California, friends shooting a TV show there, you know, and doing something. I wanted to get home to my dogs. So I came in, I got a test. I mean, I'd basically be sitting at Bradley for X number of days.
No, that's not how it would work. I think it would be fast-tracked. I think you'd get results within 2 days.
Okay, but
you'd be free to leave the airport.
Could I go to my home?
You're free to leave, but you're self-quarantining as you wait for the results. But let me tell you what Lamont's variation on this, because he agrees with you. It's not practical. He's not going to do it, at least at this point. What he is now doing is requiring the 1,500 people who are flying in every day from these high infection states to fill out a form. They have to disclose their itinerary, their contact information, and then he's asking them to self-quarantine for 14 days. But if they find a way to get tested on their own now with rapid results, it's got to be within 72 hours of the test, otherwise it's useless. If they can find a way to get tested then and come up clean, then they no longer have to be in quarantine. They would just notify the state and they'd be free to travel around the state and do whatever they were going to do.
Well, why don't they call me? Because I've got a hybrid.
Okay. Tell me your hybrid.
My hybrid is fill out the form. State provides a rapid response test because Lord knows you can't get one. I'm just like, Lord knows. So you take the test. They swab you. You tell them where they can find you. You go self-isolate or whatever. Yeah, you do that bit, but the state gives the test as you fly it.
You just described Dylan's plan. That's exactly what he has in mind. You'd be fast-tracked at the airport. What I think part of the problem is with testing at the airport is the cost, because it's going to be, the state's going to bear that cost because they're mandating it. That's, $117 each. It's about $1 million bucks a week. It's about $40 million a month. That's money. Now, Dylan tells me that he didn't discuss costs with the governor, but you can't imagine that the governor didn't take the costs into account. So, look, ultimately, what Lamont is trying to do here seems to be to discourage visitors. Instead of automatic tests at Bradley, the visitors have to go into quarantine, right? And here's the irony of it. If you want to escape quarantine, well, under Lamont's plan, you have to violate the quarantine to go get a test. Okay, so it's a little mushed up there. On the other hand, Lamont's plan also has no teeth. He's only asking the visitors to self-quarantine. There are no fines. Now, in New York, Governor Cuomo says he's going to fine these violators who go out on a quarantine when they shouldn't. He's going to fine them anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. Lamont says, look, it's voluntary here, but I'm really serious. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what he said. So now we're going to see how Connecticut is going to use these contact forms. Are they going to spot check the visitors in quarantine? And then we'll see what happens to the people who violate that. And on the other hand, are these people going to answer the telephone? When you're trying tracking and tracing in this state, 47% of the people who are being tracked just don't answer their telephones. So how are these forms really going to be useful? So when you think about those things, Jill, does that change your opinion of Lamont's approach?
No, my opinion is this: people aren't going to do it. Once again, in my view, the whole contact tracing thing was, a good idea, but no country has been able to do it so far, so I don't see that.
I would differ on that.
My point is that I think you've got privacy issues, and I think that once you are relying on the honor system, you lose 50% of your control.
Well, that seems to be the fact, okay? But let's look around the world, because there are other ideas out there, and this is what I spent part of my week doing, is just checking on other world leaders. What are they up to? And some of the ideas are a little wacky, I think. Some of them not so much. Lufthansa, that's a German airline, requires all passengers to show a clean test at their expense to get on a plane.
Passenger expense, right?
Their expense. They got to show up with the test results saying they're clean, then they can get on the flight. By the way, Lufthansa is not flying into the U.S. Too much virus here for German passengers. So that's Lufthansa's approach. Alaska also demands that arriving passengers show clean results, or they've got to quarantine, for the 14 at their expense in a hotel for up to 14 days or somewhere else at their expense for 14 days. And Hong Kong takes it a step beyond that. Visitors are quarantined, okay, but they must wear a special wristband that allows authorities to track them no matter where they go, okay? So essentially, you're under house arrest. And instead of an ankle bracelet, you get this special wrist, and the authorities in Hong Kong know exactly where you are. Hawaii, this is a crazy wrinkle. People, and here's what they've tried, okay? You're assigned to a quarantine hotel, and you get a single-use key that lets you in. But you can only use it once. So if you leave before the 14 days, you can't get back in. You're locked. You're in a lockdown in a quarantine hotel, which might work for newlyweds. I can imagine. But
that's a vacation for you.
Any other couples locked up in a hotel room for 14 days?
I know practically because I know some people from Canada who went to Hawaii and they had their own issues. But I also know someone who is trying to get back here from Switzerland, where they have 100 cases. To here, where we have many more, and you have to go outside a Schengen country for 14 days. But so this particular person is going to Istanbul, and it was done before the student travel issue was rescinded if they were going to be online. So she's going to spend 2 weeks in Istanbul, and you can fly from Istanbul to the States, and so then she'll be here. So there's a good deal of creativity.
There are ways around. Yeah. Look, you can fly into Logan and then just drive into Connecticut. You avoid all this. Yep. But that may change. I'll tell you about Japan because it's off the charts here. Yeah, you fly in, okay, and if you don't have clean results, okay, but you're tested at the airport, but you then have to wait a couple of days to get the results. They try to do it within 2 or 3 days, but in the meantime, you cannot get on public transport. You can't get on a train. You can't get on a bus. You're in that hotel. And you can be assigned, because it gets crowded, you can be assigned to sleep on a cardboard bed for days. So the trip you were planning, Jill, to Tokyo,
long a trip anyway.
I would just hold off.
Oh, I can see that. I can see the travel and leisure industry right now really just taking the day off.
But let's end on a kind of serious note, because Lamont's approach could end up being counterproductive, and this is what I picked up from talking to Kevin Dillon at the airport. He's worried about if you discourage enough passengers and airlines to fly into Bradley. Bradley's not a primary airport like Logan or JFK, right? Airlines could decide, hey, it's too much of a hassle to fly into Connecticut. Let's just cross Bradley off our list. And that won't be good for the state. It hurts the economy. So that's a worry there. So that's why I think Dillon has come up with an approach that says, hey, I'm going to make it easier for passengers, where Lamont's approach is I'm going to discourage people from these high infection states of even thinking about it. Now, he hasn't gotten to cardboard beds yet, but he may be listening to this, and we just gave him an idea. Meanwhile, stay home, stay safe, and thank God you don't have to wear a wristband that tracks you every step that you take.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available in-store, online, and, of course, on my desk.